This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
We see some areas that are still lagging where they should be. One of those states, and the biggest state in terms of cotton plantings, is Texas. They're currently standing at 14% complete, and that compares to a five-year average of 18%. That delay in part reflects just the severe dry conditions that we're seeing in Texas right now, and some of those acres not being able to be planted yet. Moving further to the east, we look at states such as Alabama and Arkansas. They both stand at 5% complete, and that compares to an average pace of around 13 to 14% complete. So there we're seeing some delays, and I would think certainly in the case of Arkansas, that may reflect just the overly wet conditions that have prevailed over Arkansas over the last couple of weeks. So as we look across the belt, it's somewhat a variety of conditions. It's still early yet, but we are getting off to a little bit of a slow start in terms of getting the cotton acres in the ground.
Cut two. Coming in three, two, one.
We now have California at 65% complete. That compares to a five-year average for this time of year of 70%. California did get off to a late start due to mainly some cool, dry conditions, but we've seen their planting progress pick up dramatically over the last 2 weeks. I think in just the last 2 weeks, they've gone from just 15% completed to now 65%. Arizona is one of the states that's running slightly ahead of pace with 55% planted compared to 45% as an average pace.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
One point to underscore is that just given the current market situation and the tightness of stocks that we have, this market's going to be very sensitive to any news that comes out regarding both the planting and the growing season, because certainly the market's anticipating the production that'll come from the U.S. in 2011 just to try to relieve some of the tightness. So I think this will be a situation that bears watching. It can still correct itself over the next several weeks, but certainly one that we'll just have to see how it plays out.